Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker. Bring us back. Still rocking after all these years. 7 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan. SBECouncil.org is her website. That stands for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Karen's an original founding member of our Brain Trust and one of my favorite people on the planet. And Karen, thanks again for hanging out with us. Remind us about SBE Council, all the things that you guys do.
Oh, gosh, Jim, absolutely. Well, we wouldn't do it without our members and supporters like you, Jim. 100,000 members across the country are in advocacy work or training and education work to help protect small business and promote entrepreneurship. I would encourage people to visit the site, sbecouncil.org, sign up for e-news, friend us on Facebook, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, follow us on Twitter, at sbecouncil, and, keep up to date with what we're doing to help small businesses. And, we provide a lot of great educational resources and tips and sort of the best of, how-to stuff that's out there that's published for the week. So, but find out more about us, sbecouncil.org.
I promise you, you'll be glad you did, folks. You'll thank me later. And don't forget to check out Ray Keating, Hearst Chief Economist, all the work that he does, that he reports with us on the show quite often. Karen, the IRS is becoming a I don't know what to call them anymore. They've always been something that intimidates an organization that intimidates people, small business owners, because of their power and everything. And there's always been this kind of interesting relationship with the IRS, but it's starting to get out of hand, isn't it?
Well, I think yes, absolutely, Jim. I mean, they issued new regulations last fall that governing organizations like ours, we're a 501c4 organization, that would disallow us from basically doing things that
this is a different thing than what they were when they were targeting people and conservative organizations and not letting them get a license. This is another level of intrusion, isn't it, Karen?
It's intrusion, and basically we would lose our tax exempt status if we did our vote ratings and let people know how members of Congress voted during this blackout period leading up to the election. But Jim, the rules are so intrusive that essentially we wouldn't do ratings in general because we couldn't have that anywhere on our website. We'd have to totally, whitewash our entire website or go black during this blackout period leading up to an election.
Right.
So, but it's not
assault on the First Amendment, isn't it, Karen?
It is, and basically allowing small businesses and the public to know what's happening in the nation's capital. But it's not groups like not us that have commented against the rules. The ACLU has,
This is not just about your organization like yours. Other people on the left are concerned about this too, aren't they?
They are, and to me it's just like, well, why didn't Democrats join Republicans then last week when the IRS voted, when the Congress voted, to basically delay this rule to sort of investigate why the IRS is doing this? I mean, it was a partisan vote, whereas you had all these groups on the left, center, and right saying, oh my gosh, this is horrible. This is a direct assault on free speech. So, I think what the IRS has done is extend the comment period because there's been over 140,000 comments directed to the IRS against these rules and regulations. They know, sort of they're under the gun. But if they move forward with these regulations, Jim, it's going to be crazy.
But Karen, think about this. This is what irritates me and concerns me. Never mind. I mean, it's going to be horrible. It's going to be unprecedented, horrible in an unprecedented way. The constitutional crisis, as far as I'm concerned, if they actually are able to follow through on this. But think about the chilling effect that they're having right now.
I agree, Jim. But people are just so upset with this.
How is that different from Karen? How is that different from terrorism? I mean, terrorism, and I hate to say this, folks, but the definition of terrorism is to create chaos and to create a chilling effect among people. To me, this is a form of terrorism by the government. Is that too? Have I gone too far?
Well, Jim, I mean, it's what you and if you read these rules, it's what you find in dictatorial countries.
That's exactly
okay?
Right.
I'm sorry, yeah. I know across the globe, places in Russia and Egypt and places like that are saying groups like us, NGOs, do things like this to shut them down.
America,
and that's exactly what's happening here in the United States. It's crazy.
America, really is. Wake up, America. Hey, Karen, thanks for being here. Thanks for reporting all this. Important things we needed to know. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, SBECouncil.org. Check them out when you get a chance. Karen will be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.